morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Caravu. Joined this morning by our live blog director, Jamie Jors. We are talking Green Bay Packers football as always. Going to talk about the Green Bay Packers quarterback today and his quarterback coach. A yet to be determined person who will be coaching the quarterbacks, but we'll be laying that out shortly. Can tell it's the off season. Packers news is slowing down a little bit. Still plenty to talk about, but for the first time today since probably last off season, I had nothing today for my daily Packers calendar post at Cheesehead TV here. You know, every day I usually just write a brief little post about what's going on in the world of the Green Bay Packers over the course of the next 24 hours. And usually it's filled with a lot of, you know, media appearances, things like that. Yesterday was promoting Aaron Rodgers' season finale of the Aaron Rodgers Show on the ESPN radio affiliates in Madison and Milwaukee. And today, I got nothing. Nothing happening in the world of the Green Bay Packers scheduled to happen today. Now, it happens many times where things seem to happen to come out of the blue. News and notes regarding the Packers, but no media, no nothing today. In fact, I had been, just taking a look at the calendar the week ahead. I had very little until I had learned Aaron Rodgers would be competing in the Pebble Beach National Pro-Am, the golf tournament being held this weekend out in California. Of course, Pebble Beach Pro-Am is, you know, a very historical golf tournament, part of the PGA Tour, and, you know, one of the most famous stops on their tour, and Aaron Rodgers taking part. So for the next couple days, he'll be on TV between the Golf Network and NBC. I think it's NBC. Maybe it could be CBS. Anyhow, over the course of the next couple days, tournament starts tomorrow, so we'll be looking forward to that. But speaking of Aaron Rodgers, all the news in the past 24 hours yesterday had to do with either him or his quarterback's coach. Yesterday, Aaron Rodgers made his aforementioned season finale appearance on the Aaron Rodgers Show on the ESPN radio affiliates. And he talked about how he wants a veteran quarterbacks coach. And I suppose I could preface that with the news that came out yesterday that Ben McAdoo, current Packers tight ends coach, has been prevented from talking to other NFL teams for interviewing for their open offensive coordinator position. That was reported originally by Jason LaCanfora of the NFL Network. I believe he tweeted that information out. I mean, it might have subsequently been written about in an article. But anyhow, Ben McAdoo prevented from interviewing with the Dolphins and the Bucks. Of course, the Miami Dolphins, their new head coach is Joe Philbin, former Packers offensive coordinator, and has taken Mike Sherman over with him to Miami. And the Bucks have recently hired Greg Schiano, former Rutgers coach, to be their new head coach, and he's trying to fill out his staff. Mike Sherman had interviewed for that job but did not get it. But anyhow, so Ben McAdoo, a candidate, and the Packers preventing him from interviewing. And kind of an interesting situation there. The Packers have done this before. You go back a couple years, the Chicago Bears had requested to interview Tom Clements, the Packers' new offensive coordinator, for their job, for their post, for the same position in Chicago. And the Packers had prevented that. You know, the prevailing sentiment was that, well, that's a division rival. We're not going to allow him to interview with a division rival. And that kind of made sense, you would think. And, you know, head coach Mike McCarthy has mentioned several times about, you know, his assistants climbing up the coaching ladder, if you will. And, you know, working towards promotion. And, you know, recently, Joe Witt, the cornerbacks coach for the Packers, had been talked about as a defensive coordinator candidate for the Oakland Raiders. So, I just found it interesting that the Packers blocked Ben McAdoo for this. You know, seeing as, you know, one of the teams were in the AFC, but I suppose, you know, Joe Philbin had talked about how the coaches from the Packers were, you know, off limits, I guess. Comment from Alex on the live blog. Maybe coaches have done it that way so they don't have to decline and burn bridges with other teams, but would like to stay where they are. Interesting hypothesis. This whole, you know, backstory that I'm trying to go through here, and I know I'm kind of talking in circles a little bit, but it has an implication on the Packers' current coaching staff, because Ben McAdoo has been talked about as possibly becoming the next quarterback's coach of the Packers, switching positions from where he currently is as tight ends to moving to the quarterback's coach. And of course, this has precedent as well with this past season with two Packers assistants, most notably Edgar Bennett, who had moved from the running back's coach to wide receiver's coach. Also, with Jerry Fontenot, who moved from assistant offensive line coach to the running backs coach. So, you know, switching positions has been done within the Packers organization, you know, just recently as this past season. And it's kind of been seen as a way for these coaches to get more experience, you know, coaching a different position grouping that would seem to prepare them for different coaching jobs along the line. Let's say if Edgar Bennett or Jerry Fontenot eventually became an offensive coordinator, that this is kind of a resume builder. They've worked with multiple position groupings, giving them a more well-rounded view of the offense as a whole. So that's, you know, that's happening there. And now, you know, it's just a rumor, but, you know, just saying that's been speculated. But, you know, there's been talk about Ben McAdoo making the same position change from tight ends to quarterbacks. Now, getting back to Aaron Rodgers here. Aaron Rodgers said yesterday on his weekly radio show that he would prefer a coach that has experience with working with quarterbacks, which Ben McAdoo does not. Aaron Rodgers says, you know, that he likes Ben McAdoo. But, you know, just stated his opinion that he would prefer somebody with, you know, experience, and kind of laid out a little bit, too, from the way he understands. It had been speculated at one point, I believe we even talked about on the show, that it's possible Tom Clements could have remained quarterbacks coach and offensive coordinator at the same time. Apparently, that's not happening. That's according to Aaron Rodgers, the way he understands it, Tom Clements will become full-time offensive coordinator and, you know, kind of move into that position, and they will hire a new quarterback's coach. So one of the candidates, Ben McAdoo, Aaron Rodgers would prefer somebody with experience, and that leaves way to a couple names that have been thrown out there before, one being Rich Gannon, the current, you know, Packers preseason analyst on television, also a CBS sports analyst on Sirius NFL radio. Rich Gannon's been on many platforms. He's been asked by head coach Mike McCarthy to work with the quarterbacks in the past in the offseason. So, you know, there's kind of a relationship there between Gannon and McCarthy. And another name being thrown about is Billy Joe Tolliver, who, again, we're getting this information from Aaron Rodgers, mentioned him on his radio show as being a candidate for the quarterback's coach back in 2006, you know, when Mike McCarthy originally came to Green Bay. Didn't get the job, but still, Aaron Rodgers has a lot of respect for him, and another name to keep an eye on. So, you know, that those could be one of your next you know, members of the Green Bay coaching staff, Rich Gannon or Billy Joe Tolliver. We will see. So, you know, it just, this whole thing is, you know, kind of all these implications here about what's happened with Ben McAdoo, how he's been prevented from interviewing with other teams, and how it's, you know, affecting the current coaching staff and the players they're coaching. Of course, the next quarterback's coach for the Packers will be also be entrusted with developing the backup quarterback for the Green Bay Packers in 2012, which presumably will not be Matt Flynn anymore. Matt Flynn is a unrestricted free agent and thought to be quite the candidate to sign with another team in the NFL. Perhaps the Miami Dolphins, where Joe Philbin is now head coach. And by the way, I'm going to put the phone number up. If you want to call into the show, give your thoughts on the quarterback's coach of the Packers or any other topic for that matter. And the phone number is 347-352-0154. Feel free to call in at any time if you want to talk Packers football. So, where were we here? Comment from Kevin on the live blog. Have you heard of any changes in the front office since Reggie left? And that's a good question because we haven't heard about a whole lot. In the immediate aftermath, in the immediate wake of Reggie McKenzie leaving to become the general manager of the Oakland Raiders, it was kind of thought at one point that maybe the Packers would promote Elliot Wolf, Ron Wolf's son, former Packers GM Ron Wolf, his son to Reggie McKenzie's post. And so far, that has not happened. Now, you would assume at some point that the Packers would, you know, make that move, or, you know, even if they don't promote Elliot Wolf, will hire somebody to put in that role, or will promote someone within the organization to fill it. So, hasn't happened yet. You don't really know. I don't think the Packers are in any rush to do that, especially if it's just a promotion from within. You know, the person's already on staff. You know, all it is a press release formally announcing it, and you know they don't really. There's no pressing need to do that. So maybe those conversations have already taken place, and we just don't know about them publicly. Perhaps that's the case. We will see. We'll keep an eye out, and you know it'll take place sometime this offseason, whether it's Elliot Wolf or somebody else. And who knows, maybe they hire somebody, you know, a little further down the chain. Let's say Elliot Wolf gets promoted. Well, they need somebody to take his post then. And who knows, maybe it's a scout. Maybe the Packers hire a scout, something like that. So, again, implications that, you know, have ramifications further down the line that the Packers will be filling in the next several days, weeks, months as the offseason progresses here. So, you know, off-season football here, the kind of the next big event on the NFL calendar is in about a week and a half, I think. And we had mentioned this the last show. There's a date in late February, mid to late February, somewhere around the 20, 21st, something like that, where teams can start placing franchise tags on players. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, when that'll happen, of course. But there's been a lot of debate about Matt Flynn, where he'll sign, if the Packers could possibly pull off a tag and trade type of situation where they place the franchise tag on him and subsequently trade him to another team. It's kind of been thought that that's kind of a long shot, and I tend to agree. But if they don't, then that leaves open the door for the Packers placing the franchise tag on tight end JerMichael Finley. So, you know, we'll be watching that in about next week and a half or so. Because, you know, if they go ahead and finally do place the tag on JerMichael Finley, well, that rules out then the Packers placing the tag on Matt Flynn. And then it would pretty much be a foregone conclusion that he would sign free agency with whoever he wanted. Wherever Matt Flynn wants to go, he's got the option to sign with that team, perhaps the Miami Dolphins. And, you know, wish the best of luck to Matt Flynn. As, you know, it's almost already a foregone conclusion. It just needs to be formalized, a mere formality, if you will. So, but anyhow, so, you know, kind of getting back to talking about the Packers here and the quarterback situation, quarterback coach, the next quarterback's coach of the Packers, you know, is going to have to, you know, develop the backups to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, obviously the starter next season, and Graham Harrell is the incumbent, the guy who is the number three quarterback this past season, has been for the past 2 years, spent some time on both the practice squad and the 53-man roster, though he's never played in a game yet, and a regular season game at least, has played in the preseason. So, you know, the question is Graham Harrell good enough to be the Packers' primary backup next year? I mean, knock on wood here, but I mean, all of a sudden next year, what happens if Aaron Rodgers gets injured, has another concussion? And all of a sudden you're faced with Graham Harrell being your starter. And that can be a scary situation for a rather inexperienced player. I mean, hopefully it's not a scary situation, but, I mean, he's just an unproven backup right now and has a lot of obstacles to overcome, has a lot to prove in order to show that he could be the next quarterback of the Packers, although it would probably be temporary in any regard, but still, you never know what'll happen. Kevin comments on the live blog, "I bet Ted Thompson drafts a quarterback in the mid to late rounds." And that is a very good assumption with as many as 12 draft picks in this upcoming year's draft in April. I have no doubt that the Packers will draft at least one quarterback this year to compete with Graham Harrell. And, of course, Nick Hill as well, who the Packers just recently signed, that Arena League quarterback in the offseason. You know, he's kind of more of a candidate for the number three job next year, perhaps a practice squad guy, perhaps a 53-man roster. But anyway, so the Packers likely to draft a quarterback mid to late rounds. Who knows when it'll happen, you know, what round it'll be in. I have a very hard time believing the Packers would take a first rounder on a quarterback, even if they do think that guy would be the best available player. Just because that's not really a big need for these Green Bay Packers, and instead second day, third day of the draft, perhaps drafting somebody. You know, I had personally thought doing a little bit of draft analysis here, and perhaps this is getting ahead of myself, but had thought that Oklahoma State quarterback Brandon Weeden could be a candidate that the Packers would look at. You know, he's talented quarterback, did a very good job at Oklahoma State past two seasons. Very prolific offense there. A guy who had played minor league baseball, so had actually played professional sports before. Things didn't work out, so he went back to college, gave football a try, and turned out to be a pretty good idea. Looks like he's a better candidate for professional football than professional baseball. And anyhow... But the whole thing that he played baseball for a while set him back. And, you know, he is now currently 27 years old, much older than the rest of the prospects coming out in this draft. He might be the oldest person in this year's draft class just because he got a little bit of a late start in his college football career. So anyhow, very good player though, just a little bit older. And, you know, as such, teams are going to, you know that he may not have as long a career in the NFL, and that's going to affect his value. They might be scared from drafting him high for something like that. And, you know, I had thought for a while he might be a mid-round draft choice, Brandon Weeden. And I was thinking, well, you know, the Packers are pretty set in their quarterback situation with Aaron Rodgers, so maybe they would value an older player like Brandon Weeden a little bit higher. They wouldn't be viewing that as quite a risk because, you know, he could almost step in and be the backup right away as long as the Packers do their best job to develop him, and he's already a pretty good quarterback. But I tell you what, this Brandon Whedon kid had a pretty good week at the Senior Bowl from everything I've heard, read, seen. And, you know, it's possible he is a second-day draft choice. Kevin says on the live blog, Whedon should go in the second or third round, and that's kind of the way it's looking. Second or third round guy. And, you know, is that kind of high for the Packers to invest a draft choice in? Maybe, maybe not. Kind of depends how high Whedon goes as well. You know, like I said, the Packers, even if they need a quarterback, aren't going to draft one in the first round. But, you know, he might be gone by the time the Packers draft late in the second round by virtue of having the 28th choice in each round, minus, you know, supplemental choices, things like that. You know, he might be gone by the time the Packers pick again in the second round. So, you know, anyhow, it's something to look forward to, the NFL draft and where this Whedon kid goes, and who knows where he'll end up in the NFL. But regardless, the Packers looking for their next backup quarterback, the guy who will back up Aaron Rodgers. You know, as we go through the draft process here in the next couple months, you know, I think it's probably good to start focusing on some late-round guys. You probably, as a Packer fan, don't have to spend too much time analyzing Andrew Luck of Stanford and Robert Griffin of Baylor. They're going in the first few picks of the draft. There's no way, no way at all the Packers even so much as get a sniff of them. But, you know, starting with Brandon Whedon, taking a look at some of the mid to late round guys, you know, it's, who knows, could end up being a Packer come April, come late April. Ryan Tannehill at Texas A&M. He kind of seems to be in that next tier of quarterbacks. Late first, second round guy, perhaps. I don't know if the Packers would be a candidate to draft him as well. But then you're talking guys after that. You know, Russell Wilson of Wisconsin. A lot of debate about him. You know, of course, you know, being in Wisconsin here, there's a lot of attention on Russell Wilson. And, you know, of course, he's short, but also very talented. Been a lot of comparisons, actually, to Drew Brees, Saints quarterback, and Russell Wilson. You know, how accurate those comparisons are, don't really know, but we will see. On the live blog here, the kid from San Diego State has the size to be a QB in the NFL. Ryan Lindley is from San Diego State. And yes, he played in the Senior Bowl as well and is a candidate. Kirk Cousins from Michigan State also played in the Senior Bowl. I'm trying to think of who else. Kellen Moore of Boise State, another short quarterback, kind of like Russell Wilson. So these are kind of guys who are mid to late rounders that kind of start paying a little bit more attention to. As the NFL Combine comes here, and then Pro Days and the run-up to the NFL Draft. So, will the Packers be taking a look at them? You know, it always, pretty much every year, the Packers send a scout to Wisconsin's Pro Day. Just last year, both general manager Ted Thompson and head coach Mike McCarthy attended Wisconsin's Pro Day. Be interesting to see if they do so again. On the live blog, maybe Ted Thompson will take another LSU quarterback. Of course, he did with Matt Flynn. And now Jarrett Lee is, coming out for the NFL draft. And also their other Jordan Jefferson, too. Two LSU quarterbacks are both draft eligible. After Jordan Jefferson's performance in the national championship game, though, I'm really turned off by him. But Jarrett Lee, interesting case there, a guy who got off to a really slow college career, very slow at LSU. You know, a lot of LSU fans got frustrated with him early in his career for throwing more interceptions than he would touchdowns. But really came on his senior season. Of course, LSU led LSU to an undefeated record in the regular season before he was, you know, subsequently supplanted by Jordan Jefferson. and not really sure whether that was the correct choice to make after how well Jarrett Lee had played. And now Jarrett Lee is kind of a late-round draft choice, and, you know, news did come out that that a Packers scout did interview Jarrett Lee at the Casino del Sol All-Star game, you know, that was now held a couple weeks ago, in which Lamarck Brown, a former player we interviewed here on Railbird Central, participated in that game. It was named the offensive MVP. And anyhow, the Packers interviewing Jarrett Lee, and we will see if they end up adding another LSU quarterback to the fray. Question from Kevin on the live blog. How about the kid from Florida? I assume you mean John Brantley? And kind of an interesting case there. John Brantley, Florida quarterback, the guy who, stepped in after Tim Tebow left for the NFL. And had a very up-and-down career at Florida. Kind of the talk around John Brantley is that the offense never really fit his skill set. Of course, you know, with Tim Tebow, they happened to run a lot of option there and things like that. And, of course, that type of offense didn't really suit John Brantley, who's kind of a drop-back quarterback. But even so, they really did try to give him a chance his senior year and didn't really live up to the expectations that they had for him. You know, John Brantley's the kind of guy that's going to get looks from the NFL. I'm just not sure he's draftable material. He'll get a chance. He'll get a tryout somewhere. Probably will be in an NFL camp. But whether or not he's able to make a roster somewhere, that might be a long shot. So, again, just more speculation, and this is the time of year to do it. Right now, before the draft, all this time we can spend a lot of time right here on this show and elsewhere on Twitter, social media, talking about these hypotheticals and how they could come into play for the Green Bay Packers in the upcoming months. But, now is kind of... the Super Bowl's over, been over for a couple days now, and things are slowing down, but they're going to get heated up awful fast. Like I said, it's just a week and a half or so. Teams start making decisions on using the franchise tag or whether to use the franchise tag. NFL Combine after that, free agency after that, and then the NFL PR machine really gets cranked up. And But that'll about do it here for this morning's episode of Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com. Thank you, everybody, so much for joining us. We're going to try to have Chrissy Scafidi as our guest on Friday's Railbird Central. Going to talk about what it's like to work for the Green Bay Packers. Recently completed an internship with the Packers, and you can follow her on Twitter. I know I have, Chrissy Scafidi, and hopefully we're going to talk to her about what it's like to work for the Green Bay Packers. She was a marketing intern, and happy to have her on the show to talk about that experience. So look forward to that. On behalf of Jamie George, thank you everybody for listening in today. We'll be back on Friday. And make sure to check out your Packers coverage all week long here at Cheesehead TV. I leave you with the song called Sometimes a River by String Cheese Incident on Psy Fidelity Records. See everyone. Go Pack. Go Pack.